says that there's an ultimate limud for Isaac Mitzvah, Chatham and a Mitzvah from the Pasha of Ayonashim, which is very famous after Sheldon. First traveling Gemara is a blue Mitzvah of Yitzchak. That there is name Ace Mitzvah, Shechal Shvisha, and we use there Pesach. That's the mocha that Isaac Mitzvah, Chatham and a Mitzvah. So Rashi says, the limud is that you see from here that Toyo Lefan of Mitzvah Kala. So even though we're doing Mitzvah Kala, you're not going to be able to do later a Mitzvah Chavura. Nonetheless, the Torah says, Yasek Pekala, even though it's going to come at the expense of the Mitzvah Chavura. So from here is a mokra, the basic Mitzvah Chavura. And the Mitzvah Chavura makes a tshikha, so why I need this limud and also the limud by Kriyashma. So the question is, I think this is the fundamental question in this part of the subject. Bishlam according to Taisvitz, that the din of Isaac Mitzvah of a Mitzvah is by E.F. Shalakayim Shnayim. I understand how we could get that out of these psukim. It says over here that if you have a Mitzvah Kala Lefonov, and it's the E.F. Shalakayim to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Kala and also the Mitzvah Chamur that's going to be later, because you're going to do the Mitzvah Kala, and he's going to be Tomei. You're going to be Tomei, you're not going to be able to do the Mitzvah Chamur. So it's the E.F. Shalakayim Shnayim. There's a tension between the Mitzvah Kala Lefonov and the Mitzvah Chamura. That's a shalai b'fano. So the Torah says that you should be isik in the kala of shalafano, even though thereby you're going to be onus from doing the chamura that's eino l'fano. So I can see that's the mocker for isik mitzvah batim and mitzvah. In essence, that's a restatement, maybe a little bit broader than the din of isik mitzvah batim and mitzvah. Of course, here it's a little bit different. Isik mitzvah batim and mitzvah, we normally assume that you've already begun the mitzvah that's l'fano. Over here, you haven't necessarily begun the mitzvah shalafana. Okay, so it's broader. A little bit broader. The regular Isaac mitzvah, you already started the mitzvah shalafana. And here, you haven't necessarily started it. We're telling you to start it. But even so Yesh Mechamas Ayimana. If it says in this parsha that a mitzvah shalafana, the mitzvah kala shalafana, you should do Isaac in the mitzvah shalafana, even though it's the efshe to be Mekayim, this mitzvah shalafana, and the mitzvah chamur that's later. Yasek v'kala. So if you're already Isaac in the mitzvah, so then it's even more lefanov. So the Nela, I can hear according to Taisus, I can understand the pshat in this gemara. Even with Taisus, maybe there's a mokum in tzat. The gemara gets a tshichas in both directions. Why do I need this pasuk and the pesukim by Kriyashma? Why didn't the gemara say if it only said the pesukim by Kriyashma, I would only know that your potter when you already began the mitzvah kala shalafana. But in the case where the mitzvah shalafana, but you haven't begun it yet, who says Isaac mitzvah potem and a mitzvah? I don't know. That's a kasha, but that's not like the worst kasha in the world. Maybe that doesn't matter. But kapanim, I hear it. It's basically the same idea. That the mitzvah kala shalafana, it's going to make you an onus in the mitzvah she'en alafana. And that's what it says. Yasek v'kala, even though it's going to be efshel kaim shteim in the mitzvah that's ein alafana. Maybe it's a chizik also for the stifler. We talked a little bit about this. The stifler in Brochus, the stifler says, Pshat and Taisus, that if you do one mitzvah, you're an honest from the other. It's a gather honest. Maybe from here it's not a little bit of seer. It's a seer to the stifler. By this case of the flame and episode, then it was taken honest. The mitzvah shalafanah made him into an honest in the mitzvah shayin alafanah. The Torah said, Yasuk for the mitzvah shalafanah. Even though you're going to be an honest in the mitzvah shayin alafanah. So maybe that's Zeraglaim with love. That it's always a begadur onus, yasik in the mitzvah shalafana, even though it's going to be ef shalakayim, and therefore an onus in the mitzvah shein alafana. So if he touches on kapanim, the Gemara is fairly, the problems are manageable problems, so we have it. We can understand the Gemara. Shaz, what about according to the Ran? The Ran holds that the din of basic mitzvah potem in the mitzvah has nothing to do with onus. It's even when it's ef shalakayim shneim. So no din ptur. That if you're Isaac Melech HaShemayim, that you don't have to worry about other mitzvahs, even though it's Epshel HaKayim, other mitzvahs are quite possible to accomplish. This is a new, the Torah is Mechadish, it's in Ptur, and Isaac Melech HaShemayim is brought from other mitzvahs. Where does it say it in this Pasha? In this Pasha it says that if you have a mitzvah Lefanov, it's going to make you an onus in the mitzvah Shein Lelein Lefanov. So Yasek the mitzvah Shein Lefanov, and even though you're going to be onus in the mitzvah Shein Lefanov, how do I get from here to there? How is this a mucker for the notion of Isaac Mitzvah and Mitzvah? Hash is double. First of all, how can you learn from here? In this case, he's an onus. When he does the mitzvah kalash elefano, he becomes an onus on the mitzvah shein elefano. How can we learn from here that he's also potter in a case where he's not an onus and it's efshel l'chaim shteyim? That's a very big stretch. Furthermore, according to the Ran, you have to come on to a new pointer. It's really efshel l'chaim shteyim. You're not an onus. So what is? So the Ran explains that since you're eisik melecha shemayim, being eisik melecha shemayim patters you from other mitzvahs that you could do, but you walk around with this tour because you're an eisik melecha shemayim. In the case over here about the tnei l'nefesh odom, they were not yet eisik melecha shemayim. It was only the fun of. They were deciding what to do. So where do they have the p'tur? If already you have to come on to a din p'tur that you're noisik melech shemayim, so I understand you already began the mitzvah and then the other mitzvah comes up. Or you're already noisik melech shemayim, so now you have a p'tur. But over here, the shaila, should they bury the mace? So they're not yet an noisik melech shemayim. And once they were noisik melech shemayim, they were stamanusim. So where do you get this note? Where do you put, there's no mukum here. You can't say, well, they began to do the kvura because there was nothing else on their radar screen. Maybe that doesn't even need a limit. They began to do the kvura, but mimele, you see, they were part of Pesach Sheni. What do you mean? Not mimele, they were innocent from Pesach Sheni. There's no place here to put. According to the Ran, there's a psedin that when you oisik lecha shemayim, you get a ptur. Moshech, before they began to be kaver the mace, they didn't have the ptur because they weren't yet oisik lecha shemayim. After they began to bury the mace, they didn't need the ptur because now they're innocent. So there's no way to wedge in over here a din p'tur that being oisik melech shemayim makes you potter. And the simple way to ask the kasha, maybe like the shallowest way to ask the kasha is, where did it say over here a din p'tur? Here they were anusim. How can you get from here? How can you be a chadish? How can you extrapolate from here that you're also potter when you're not anus? But I think the kasha is deeper, because according to the Ran, the getter has to be that when you're oisik melech shemayim, you get a p'tur. Over here at Monashoch, before they began, they were Toysik Melech HaShemayim. After they began, they were Anusim, but they need the Ptur. So there's no mokum over here to learn how to din Ptur that being Toysik Melech HaShemayim passes you from other mitzvahs. Okay, the Ran is a very, very problematic Gemara. That was a problem that we began with yesterday. That we ended with yesterday. So my Chavusa pointed out to me, maybe it's a maybe we could say that the oisik b'mitzvah over here is not mitzvahs the fact that they were burying the mace. Once they were burying the mace, they're already anusim. So there's a mission in Brachos. The mission in Brachos is reading Mishamesa. It says Mishamesa mutal lefanav spotam nakirishman artilu kol mitzvah from all mitzvahs. It's not about what Chazal called an oimam, not what the Torah called an oimam. So Mishamesa mutal lefanav. Actually, Chazal was also called an oimam. The person called an oimam. You have to be confused with the din oimam that you have in Chazal, in Torah. Torah and oimam is a person who's mace by mace. Kol loisa ayoim is osir and kosher, and achil is kosher. This is different halacha. Common terminology, it's not, I don't think it's certainly not Lashon Torah, it's not Lashon Chazal either. Common parlance is called Oimah. A person who's not yet an Oval, not yet sitting Shiva, very hasn't happened yet. So there's a din, which I'm sure you're familiar with, that he's potter from mitzvahs. So why is he potter from mitzvahs? So Rashi says, because he's torod in the hachonos for the kvur. And Rashi never brought this. Rashi says it's like a chosl. Chosl is torod in Machshavas mitzvah. Mishamesim with the fun of his tard Mashavas mitzvah. He has to plan the funeral, he has to plan the burial. That makes him, he becomes a tard Mashavas mitzvah. So he becomes, therefore he's part of us, Isaac mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. Then Tosis is Chayok and Rashi. Tosis says that according to Rashi, he's only potter if he wants to, he could do it. If he wanted to, he could do other mitzvahs. But he says, Yishalmi Smashmi is also to do other mitzvahs. So therefore Tosis says that there's a different reason why he's also to do mitzvahs, because that's covered on mitzvahs. Covered a mace, it wouldn't be covered a mace, it should be Isaac and other mitzvahs. But I don't think Tosis is chelik in Rashi. Tosis could agree with Rashi, he's Isaac and mitzvah. Tosis is not merely an Isaac and mitzvah, that he would only be potter. He's more than an Isaac and mitzvah. I was covered a mace, not even allowed to do other mitzvahs. An Isaac and mitzvah is allowed to do other mitzvahs. He was covered a mace, not even allowed to do other mitzvahs. Al Kapanim, it says in that Mishnah, according to Rashi, that's not chelik, that the Misha Mesa Mutal Lefanav is Torah Masheves Mitzvah, same as the Chos. That's the case. So Yechelana Lema. Maybe over here, the tour that they have is not, according to the Ran, the tour over here is not that they were Isaac in the burial. The tour, once they were, the tour rather is from the being Torah in the Machshav of the burial. They were Misha Mesa Mutal Lefanav. The minute they were Misha Mesa Mutal Lefanav, the minute they had the Korav died, so they came Misha Mesa Mutal Lefanav, and now they had the tour of being Torah Machshavas Mitzvah. That therefore parted them from all other mitzvahs, including having to worry about the Korban Pesach down the line. And therefore, the limud will go like this: the limud is not from the fact that they chose to do the kvura over the Korban Pesach. The way Rashi presents it. Rashi says that a mitzvah kala lefano and a mitzvah chamur that was shalai befano. So the Torah said they should be Isaac in the mitzvah kala that was lefneim rather than the mitzvah chamur that's going to be later on. According to the Ran, that's not the limud, and maybe that's not even true. If you have a mitzvah kala befano and a mitzvah chamur shalai befano, la'olam, you should do the mitzvah chamur shalai befano. Why not? Rashi's a chiddush. Rashi says you have a choice between a mitzvah kala b'fanav and a mitzvah chamur shaloi b'fanav, yasek b'kala, and not on the chamur. I would say, according to Ran, that that's not true. If you have a mitzvah kala b'fanav and a mitzvah chamur shaloi b'fanav, you have to do the mitzvah chamur and not do the mitzvah kala. Palis magal reglecha. Both mitzvahs are yeshra v'echer equally. So palis magal reglecha. You should do the mitzvah chamur, or wait for the mitzvah chamur, and don't do the mitzvah kala. That's going to prevent you from doing the mitzvah chamur. Had that been the only thing on the table, the mitzvah kala b'fonav and the mitzvah chamur shalei b'fonav, the Ran would say they should have done the mitzvah chamur and not done the mitzvah kala. So why did they do the mitzvah kala? The answer is because the minute the maize died, so they became a torud. They became a torud b'dvar mitzvah. The minute the maize died, they became a torud in the hachonas for the burial. They became Torah in the Chonis for the burial. If they became so merely like a Chosin. A Chosin is Torah. They had the Torah being Torah. Once they were Torah in the Chonis for the burial, so Mela, they were part of the Kolam Mitzvahs. Part of the Kolam Mitzvahs means any Mitzvahs means they didn't have to worry about the Korban Pesach either, because right now they're Torah in the Machshevas HaMeis and the Machshevas HaKvur. Mela, they were part of. Remember, this is mamash a mocker for the din of Isaac Mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah, the way the Ran understands it. That a person who's Torah Machshavas Mitzvah is potter, he's Isaac Melech Shemayim, and he's potter, Mikol HaMitzvahs. So I think the key over here, this will have to catch from this, all that, how this all follows, but everything follows from this Nikud. That Lepid Ran, the nidr over here was, with potter with the Korban Pesach, can't have been the fact that a mitzvah kalav of name, that they were about to do a mitzvah kalav of kur. That's nothing to do with Isaac mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. What does that do with Isaac mitzvah potem and mitzvah? It must be that in fact was not true. The mitzvah kalav of name would not have trumped the mitzvah chamur shalai of name. On that account, they should have done the mitzvah chamur. What potted them from worrying about the Korban Pesach was that they were Isaac melech shemayim. How are they Isaac melech shemayim? Like the Mishnah Misha Mesa, because they were already toiled in the Machshavas HaKvur. That's step one. L'fizeh, that's the point of this. We can also, Miyashiv, Tureyevin's Kasha. Tureyevin has the Kasha. Treger is Messiah in the Tureyevin. Tureyevin, Treger in the Gilgan Ashas. Tureyevin asked, Shitas Harambam and Shitas Rashi L'Chayru also is that only Kohenim have a mitzvah to be matami to their Kohen. Yisraelim have no mitzvah to be matami to the Kohen. They have to worry about the Kohen presumably, but they don't have a mitzvah to be matami. The Ravid says the same way Kohenim have a mitzvah to be matami to the Kohen, so Yisraelim and Koshkin have to be matami to the Kohen. Tosis and Ramos Kotes says that Yisrael, that Yisraelim were also mitzvah to be matami to their kohen. But Rashi there in Yeromus Chafes, and Rashi Bios is also Maduik this way, and the Rambam holds this way, that the mitzvah of to be Matami to Kovim is only on Kainim. Yisraelim don't have that mitzvah. They have a mitzvah of Kvura, presumably. But Kvura they could do through other people, they could do through others. The mitzvah themselves to be Matami to the Maze, Kovim, Yisraelim don't have. Ask the Turi Evan, so what was the mitzvah here? Well, he says that they became tamei because they had a mitzvah because there was a mitzvah for them to become tamei, and that's how they were nitzvah from the Pesach Sheni. So Isaac mitzvah put them in a mitzvah. Why did they have a mitzvah to become tamei? Only Kainim have a mitzvah to become tamei. Sheim don't have a mitzvah to become tamei. So I added yesterday an elaboration of the Tree Evans question. What does he mean? Maybe so Yisraelim don't have a mitzvah to become tamei, but they do have a mitzvah to become kura. The kovim have a mitzvah to kovim the mace, and if they'll be kovim the mace, they'll become tamei. The answer presumably is no. To be kovim the mace, they could be kovim the mace al yedei achera. They can have somebody else be kovim the mace. Elamai, you'll tell me maybe there was nobody else. Everybody was in the same boat. Everybody had a carbon pesach to bring, so there was no somebody else that they could have given it over to. That can't be true. Because if that was true, then this would be a mace mitzvah mamish. And Rashi, Tosis, the mitzvah, they all speak out that it wasn't a mace mitzvah mamish, she'ein lo kovim. Because if it was a mace mitzvah mamish, I wouldn't need the din of Isaac mitzvah potam in a mitzvah. Mace mitzvah mamish, even after chatzos and erev pesach, you'd leave the carbon pesach and you go with Isaac in the mace mitzvah. I've got here, it wasn't a mace mitzvah mamish. Why wasn't it a mace mitzvah mamish? Because there were other people who could be kovim the mace. Maybe there were people who were already tamei. Maybe they were goyim. Maybe they were noshim if noshim were not chayav in carbon pesach. Maybe they were tanim. They had other people who could be kovim the mace. It's mukach in the sugya, one way or another, that there were other people who could have been kovim the mace. So if that's the case, so even though kovim have a mitzvah to be kovim the mace, but that doesn't mean that they have to be matami to the mace. They just have to oversee that somebody should bury the mace. So why was there a mitzvah for them to become tamei? And if there, and since there wasn't a mitzvah for them to become tamei, so where's the Isaac for mitzvah? That's the kash of the Turi Evan. The kash of the Turi Evan is not the chaylik on Yisraelim. Turi Evan holds no. There's a mitzvah even on Yisraelim. He thinks that the Raivit is right, that the mitzvah is only on Yisraelim. Yeah, what do we do with the? We have all these Yisraelim. The answer is you're right. La'olam, there was no mitzvah for them to become tamei, and they could have had other people be kovim the mace. But they were Torah b'machshava sekura. That much they had. They were Misha Mesim with the little Lufano. It was their responsibility that the Kvur should happen. Kravim have the response. That's the din of the Mishnah. Misha Mesim with the Lufano. A Kurv is part of Mikol HaMitzvah because he's Torah with the Hachonis for the Kvur. Even if he doesn't have to do the Kvur himself, if you hold him out like the Rambam, he doesn't have to be Matami to the Mace himself, but he certainly has to oversee that the Kvur should happen, and that makes him a Torah with the Mitzvah, and that passes them from the Kurv and Pesach. Once they were potter from the Korban Pesach, so they could have done the Kvur themselves too and become tamei. Why not? Once they're potter, so then they're allowed. Once they're potter from the Korban Pesach, then they're allowed to be. Why shouldn't they be matami? It's like Gora for Shulchan saying they were already torahed with the Machshava Sakura. Once they were torahed with Machshava Sakura, they became potter from kol mitzvahs, any mitzvahs now, and having to worry about any mitzvahs later as well. They're potter. All they have to worry about is the mitzvah shulufneim. It passes them from everything else. They're oisik melech hashemayim. Once they're oisik melech hashemayim, so what's to stop them from being matami? Why should they give it over to somebody else that could do the kavur themselves? And that's what happened. They did the kavur themselves. They became tamei mimela. They became onus from the carbon pesach.
They were tarred 7 days before Pesach, and they knew they weren't going to be tarred for all 7 days.
So you have to say that's still included in tarred mashavas mitzvah. A tarred mashavas shemayim is potter from having to think about other mitzvahs, and not only mitzvahs that are right now. He's tarred from having to think about right now. As long as he's Torah in the Melech HaShemayim, he's allowed to do things which will prevent him from doing other mitzvahs now. He's allowed to do things that are going to prevent him from doing other mitzvahs down the line, because since he's Torah in Melech HaShemayim, he's potter from worrying about any other mitzvah. Melech Sfa'emfet, it's answered the kash of the, with this Mahalach, it's answered not only the Shita Saran, but also the Turi Evans kash and those who show him hold, there's no mitzvah to be Metame. So that's a mahal for the Ram. That the Isaac mitzvah over here was the machsheves hakvur, the chosin de kvur, not the fact that they were doing the kvur. However, this mahalach is not available to Tosfos. Tosfos can't hold this way. For 2 weeks. First of all, Tosfos can't hold from this mahalach, from this pshat in the Gemara, that the Isaac B'mitzvah here was that there was Meisei Mutter Lefona, that they were Torah from Hashem HaSekvur. Number one, because the Gemara wants that we should learn out from here to Isaac B'mitzvah in general. Isaac Shita Nomad Al is that you cannot learn out from Chosin, from the Tirdah of a Chosin to Isaac B'mitzvah in general. Because a Chosin, it's Koshaloi, it's Eimei Nokaloi Kolkach to be Pirish from the Tirdah. Imagine that's true by Mishim Meisei Mutter Lefona also. It's Eimei Nokaloi Kolkach to be Pirish from the Tirdah. So in Mela, it could be, according to Tosis, that if this can't be, the Mokka, the Gemara wants to learn out from here to Isaac B'mitzvah and Kolot Terakulu. So the Gemara makes a Shichso. How can you learn out from here to Kolot Terakulu? Maybe over here, it's only because it was a Minokal or Kolkach to be perished from the That's not such a terrible question. Maybe you could say this. Gemara is making the tshichas not from the pasuk of Belech Techa V'Derech. Maybe the tshichas here is from the pasuk of Beshiv Techa V'Vesecha. Why in the pasuk by Chosin and by Tmeim L'Nefesh Olam? Maybe in Chanan. Maybe Isaac Mitzvah Guf. Maybe we would not be able to learn out from here. The Gemara's tshichas says only why in the pasuk by Chosin and the pasuk. Those are both similar. They're both tier to Semach Shalom. So maybe that pasuk is not so terrible. But there's another reason, a more positive reason, why Tosfos can hold from this mahal. Because she does have Tosfos. Is that you only say Isaac Mitzvah Potem in the Mitzvah when it's Yiyef Shalakayim Shneim. So Kriyashma is Yiyef Shalakayim Shneim. You can't have Kavonis HaTirdo and Kavonis Kriyashma. But is the Tirdo over here of being Misha Mesa Mutu Lepon, of the Tirdo of being Isaac with the Mace, is it Yiyef Shalakayim Shneim vis-a-vis the Korban Pesach? I don't know, it's Yiyef Shalakayim Shneim. Why is it Yiyef Shalakayim Shneim? He could be Torah with the Isaac and Mace. But not become tummy. Could be very torn, Isaac Hamais, get people to do it. Himself not become tummy, and he'll be able later to bring the carbon pest. So even though it's true over here that he's a Misha Mason with the Lefonov, and he's torn with Machshevasa Kvura, but that by itself wouldn't part him from the carbon pest, because that's Epshil Kayim Shtay. If according to Tosis is mouth not available, it's good for the Ran. The Ran the Shitosi, you don't need Epshil Kayim Shtay. But according to you don't need the Epshil Kayim Shtay. But according to Tosis that you need E.F. Shalakayim Shneim, so the Isaac Mitzvah here can't be the tier that's an Achshava that he's planning the burial. That's not antithetical. That's not E.F. Shalakayim Shneim to the Korban Pesach. Al Korchok, you have to say that the Isaac Mitzvah over here was the burial itself. The burial itself, that they were metami to the mace. They were metami themselves to the mace, and that's what made them an Isaac Mitzvah. That already was E.F. Shalakayim Shneim. What about our two problems that we've been solving with this mahalach? Our two problems were, number one, how can you let out from here? Isim Mitzvah and Kol HaTerah Kulo, we had in the Ram, we had a problem. It's a whole different gather. Kol HaTerah Kulo, it's a gather p'tur, Isim Melech HaShemayim becomes potter. Over here, it was just the onus. So what does that have to do with Isim Mitzvah, potter, and a mitzvah? That was never shown in Tosfos. Because Tosfos holds that every Isim Mitzvah is that way. The whole gather of Isim Mitzvah is that the mitzvah lefonov makes you an onus, and the mitzvah she'elin lefonov, and you do the mitzvah lefonov, and you become an onus, and the mitzvah she'elin lefonov. So the whole kasha mekar was only a kasha on the Ram. Lefi Tosfos, we learned the Gemara Kipshutoi that the Isim Mitzvah was that they were the mitzvah kala shelofneim of being metami to the mace was the ef shelakayin shteim with the korban pesach, and yasa mitzvah kala shelofonov, and you become an onus in the mitzvah she'elin lefonov, and lezenu koyim Isim Mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Okay, Lefi Tosfos is very good. What about Turiyamin's kasha? Turiyamin said, but what was the mitzvah to be metami? Only koyim have to be metami. Yisraelim don't have to be metami. What's the answer for Tosfos? Tosfos holds in Yevamos that Yisrael do have a mitzvah to be metame. Well, she tells them everything's good in Tosfos, everything works out very well. It comes out that we have here two mahalchim the sugya. They're all wrapped up with Shitosa. According to Tosfos, the mahalach of the sugi is there's two possible Isaac mitzvah. There's the Isaac mitzvah that is Torah Machshavas Akvur, Then there's Isaac Mitzvah of actually being metami to the mace. According to Tosfos, that they were Torah Masheves Akfura would not be enough to make them potter from the Korban Pesach. Because Efshel Kayim say, you could be Torah in the Masheves Akfura. Don't become Tommy, have somebody else to look for it. And later on, you'll be able to bring the Korban Pesach. So the Isaac Mitzvah here was not that they were Torah Masheves Hemes. The Isaac Mitzvah Akfurachach was that they actually were metami to the mace. They were actually metami to the mace. The place where she tossed some of the bombs. That Yisraelim have a mitzvah to be metami to the mace. I happen to have with Isaac Mitzvah and Kol HaTarikul. Over here, it's a mitzvah lefono. It didn't start yet. Isaac Mitzvah and Kol HaTarikul were already started. It's not a kashrut. That's my point to Tosfos. It's a Kol Shekein. If a mitzvah lefono, when you have a mitzvah lefono, you do the mitzvah lefono, the mitzvah kala lefono, even though you're going to be, therefore, in onus on the mitzvah chamur shein lefono. So that's mamash in the Isaac mitzvah. When you're ready Isaac in a mitzvah, when you're ready Isaac in mitzvah, even though it makes you onus from mitzvah B, because Efshel Kayim Shteim, so doing mitzvah A makes you onus from doing mitzvah B. Because doing mitzvah B is going to prevent you from doing mitzvah A, or either prevent you, or make it, or compromise in some way the kiyum of mitzvah. We talked the other, last week, you mentioned, totally prevent you, or make it, prevent you from doing it as well. But upon him, mitzvah A, doing mitzvah A properly is impossible if you're also going to do mitzvah B. And therefore, the mitzvah A that you're already doing, so it's the fun of, because you're already doing it, even the fun of, of course, if you're already doing it, it makes you an onus. Or we say, don't stop doing mitzvah, even if mitzvah B is bigger, it doesn't matter. Do mitzvah, even though, therefore, you're going to be Efshel Kayim Shteim and onus from doing mitzvah B. So that's mamash the limud. That's mamash the Gemara's mamash kipshut. That's how we put the Tosfos. According to the Ran, that can't be the limud, because according to the Ran, the din of Isaac mitzvah part of the mitzvah is that when you're Isaac b'mitzvah, not that you're an onus from other mitzvahs. When you're an Isaac b'mitzvah, you're potter from other mitzvahs, even if you could do them, because an Isaac melech hashemayim is potter from other mitzvahs, even that he's able to do, even those mitzvahs that he's able to do. How could you learn that? How could you learn that out from over here? Over here at Mimonoshah, before they began before they were metame, they weren't Isaac melech hashemayim. After they were metame, they were anusim b'chal. They didn't need a p'tur. So how could you? There's nothing in common. About elaborating again on the kasha. There's nothing in common between the din of they're doing the kfura shelofneim, the being metame the mitzvah kala shelofneim, and therefore becoming anusim from the mitzvah chamura she'en lofneim. That has nothing to do with the din of Isaac mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. So that can't be the mokker for the limur. Teres is lefi l'ran in echanami. The mokker for the limur, maybe that's not it. Maybe that's not the mokker, and maybe that's not even true that a mitzvah kala lefonov is doicha mitzvah chamura she'en lefonov. Okay? Palis magal raglecha. These are both mitzvahs she'efshel edei acherim. You should do the bigger one and not do the smaller one. Wait for the bigger one, and who says you should do the smaller one? Al korchach, rather, the reason why over here they didn't have to worry about the Korban Pesach is because they were already Isaac Melech HaShemayim, because they were Torah in the Machsheves HaKvur. Even if they're not going to be in the Talmud, they're certainly in charge of the Kvur, and being in charge of the Kvur makes him Torah Melech HaShemayim. Torah Melech HaShemayim is potter from all mitzvahs, even mitzvahs that he could do. And therefore he's potter from all other mitzvahs, including having to think about the Korban Pesach, because he's an Osik Melech HaShemayim. And the same way as an Osik Melech HaShemayim, he doesn't have to worry about doing other mitzvahs, he doesn't have to worry about doing things that are going to make him onus from doing other mitzvahs. It's the same thing. They were already Torah Melech HaShemayim. Since they were Torah Melech HaShemayim, they became potter from all other mitzvahs. Once they were potter from all other mitzvahs, or all other consequences that are going to interfere with other mitzvahs, they didn't have to worry about the Korban Pesach. Once they didn't have to worry about the Korban Pesach, they already did the Kvur themselves. Maybe they weren't mitzvah to do the Kvur themselves, to be mitami themselves, but they certainly had to oversee the Kvur, and being that they were Isaac Melech HaShemayim, they were part of the Korban Pesach, and they were actually mitami themselves. And what this is answered, the Turi Evans Kasha as well. Turi Evans asked, according to those Rishonim, that they there's no mitzvah for them to be mitami themselves. The Yisraelim don't have to be mitami themselves. So where was the mitzvah? They didn't have to be mitami themselves. The answer is maybe in Echrami. They did not have to be mitami themselves. They could have had, but they had to oversee the Kvur that made them Torah Melech HaShemayim. Once they were Torah Melech HaShemayim, they didn't have to worry about the Korban Pesach. And once they didn't have to worry about the Korban Pesach, so they were mitami themselves. Why should they do it al-Yidei Shliach when they could do it themselves? So that's the only, I think everything stems very well. The problem is Rashi, because on the one hand, Rashi holds that Isaac Mitzvah is only when it's Efshel Kayim Shteim. And that's good as far as it goes. That's why Rashi over here learns the limud like Tosfos. that Yasa Akala, Yasa Mitzvah Kala Shilafano, even though you're going to be onus from the Mitzvah Chamura She'en Lafano. That stems right. That much in Rashi stems. Rashi Nomad Aleph holds like Chaisis. Isaac Mitzvah is only when it's Eef Shil Kaim Shayim. And Rashi over here in Nomad Beis learns the Sugya like Chaisis is going to learn. That that the Kudu was that they were that Yasek Bekala, they have a Mitzvah Kala, the fun of being covered with the mace, Mitzvah Chamura later on of the Karban Pesach. So Yasek Akala, Yasek Bekala, even though you're going to be an onus from the Chamur. The one problem that is going to come out in Rashi is, which is the Turi Evans Kasha, her Rashi Shita is that Yisrael don't have a Mitzvah to be Metamic. Rashi and Yerom clearly seems all the way. Rashi Bayas, I think, is also Mashman that way. He says he's a Mitzvah to be Misasek with his Karav. And which Kravim? The Kravim that Kainim are Metamic. Her, the Mashmois in Rashi is, like Rashi and Yerom, that the Yisrael do not have a Mitzvah themselves to be Metamic. They have to see to the Kur, they have to have the Isaac in the Kur, but they don't have to be Metamic. If that's true, maybe it's not true, but if that's what Rashi is saying, it's a Mashmois of Rashi here, and even more strongly in Yevamos. Rashi over here doesn't have to stem with Rashi in Yevamos, but we'd like him to. If that's true, then you still have, then in Rashi will have the Gvur Seri's Kash. Why did they have to be Metamic themselves? Yasek Bekala, fine, Yasek Bekala, but they didn't have to be Metamic. So why couldn't they have somebody else do the Kur? They'll oversee it. And maybe it'll be Eshel Chaim Shtei.
Why is this case of mitzvah a case of Yosef Bava Yikar Rav?
You know, without any tircha, they could have gotten somebody else to do it. I'm not sure if that's called without any tircha. They could find somebody else to do it. Maybe that's a tircha. Or maybe mitzvah Yosef Mishluch is the equivalent of a tircha.
They didn't have to do it.
They didn't have to. But the Rav says, I guess you have to say that's cool. That's called a tircha. They were there. They could be covered the mace themselves to go find somebody else to do it. That would be cool. That would be the equivalent of a tircha. That's not me always talking about the kaira. There's other ways to answer. Why over here you don't have me always talking about the kaira. Something that's enough. Here, in order to allow him to do the Korban Pesach, he's going to have to go find somebody to do the Korban for him. Maybe that doesn't go into Mir Yishtei Vatei Korban. Mir Yishtei Vatei Korban means that don't do anything. The Kamish have to do nothing, no tirch at all, and the mitzvah is right here, and everybody else is doing it. So then the Mir Yishtei Vatei Korban. Over here, they would normally maybe bury the mace themselves. Why not? They're the chuyuv to take care of it. Why wouldn't they do it themselves? Now you're going to have to say, no, go find the Shabbos grave to bury the mace. Maybe that's called a tirch. Okay, so this one, the Kudan Rashi, I know what to do. The Turi Evans Kasha. At the end of the day, in Rashi, the Turi Evans Kasha is still going to be sure. If we learn in Rashi, maybe that's not Rashi saying. Maybe Rashi means that Yisrael will set them in Kasha. The Chor, the Mashmois, and Rashi is not. The way in Rashi, Yivam is even more. Yeah.
Could we say, like, somewhere around that Rashi to the Mishnah is a Mulach of this Potter because he's Tirda, and once he's Potter, like, why not just become Tommy? He's already Potter in Karm Pesach.
Say that again.
If the Mishnah is a Mulach of then he's considered a Tarot. Rashi is just Tarot, and now Shabbos Mitzvah, he's going to be Potter.
Right.
So just like we said for the Ran, he's always in Mulach Shemaim, he's Potter already, so why not just become Tommy? He's already Potter in Karm Pesach.
Yeah, but Rashi and Omidala holds you need the actual Kaim Shtayim.
Rashi,
and Rashi over here doesn't say anything about Mishnah Mesa
to the Fonu. Once you can't have a Tarmach Shabbos Mitzvah, but even according to Rashi,
Tarmach Shabbos Mitzvah is only potter from mitzvahs that the Tirdah, that's going to be like Rashi over there in Brachas. Already making with Shitasai, that Rashi in Brachas could be with Shitasai See, I'm not sure. Is a Misha Mesim with a Lufano? Is it Koshala? Is it Nokalai to be? Taisa says that a Chosin, it's not Nokalai to be Pirish from the Machshavas and Mitzvah. And we said, we said the other day that that's why Tosfos holds that Shluchei Mitzvah and are put them in a Sukkah B'Layla. Tosfos doesn't want to say with Rashi because they're Torahed in the Tirdas and Mitzvah. Because that's not a Tirda that it's hard for them to be punished from. So that's why Tosfos has to learn differently that the Poyel is going to be they're not going to be able to do the Mitzvah properly. Rashi L'Shitosu made a Cheshvan. Rashi L'Shitosu doesn't have that Svar about a Chosin being Rashi's Chosin's Paket is more Poshut than is more Kiddush always than a regular Isaac Mitzvah. It doesn't have that sort of Koshaloi to be purged. So I don't know what's it in by an Ovel. Is it Koshaloi Lufresh from the Tirdas and Mitzvah? It's not Koshaloi. You have to go either way. Whatever will work better in the Chazan. It's not the Akron Svar. Whatever. So we could say, Rashi learns that you don't need this Koshaloi Lufresh. Even Shluchai Mitzvah for, L'Shmaya Hadrasha. They still have the tour of Tirdas and Machshava. So Rashi Ben Misha Meis L'Shitosu says that Tirdas and Machshava is a tour. Isaac and Mitzvah. Taisus maybe doesn't have that. Taisus holds maybe only a Chosin has the tour of Tirdas and Machshava. Misha Meis and Mutulapana. Taisus brings to Yishalmi that there's a different. Not that I said before that Taisus agrees to Rashi. Taisus Meisif to Yishalmi that not only is he Potter, he's Mamash also. Could learn the Taisus doesn't even agree to Rashi. He goes, no, he's not Isaac and Mitzvah Potter in a Mitzvah. The reason why he doesn't do mitzvahs is because of the Yerushalmi of Kavod HaMitz. And maybe only the Yerushalmi, maybe all you have is the Isser. There is no Ptur, just an Isser. That's Kavod HaMitz. Kol Panim. Forgot how we got here. Kol Panim. But that's for sure, even according to Rashi. But that's for sure that according to Rashi, the reason why a Chosin is the Tirda of a Chosin hates him from Kriyashma, Rashi's Beferish. Is because any yochel asik b'shem keichel, because there's an eifshel kaim shtein. And we said by shluchim mitzvah b'layla as well. It seems that through the medayim in the what's the Loshon Rashi, the mitzvah ube tikuneho. Basically with the plans for the mitzvah. So therefore there's the eifshel kaim shtein in the tirdas mitzvah and the tirdas sukkah. Over here, is it eifshel kaim shtein? Here, this quite to Rashi would it be? Is it Eshel Kaim Shneim? Why they have to worry about the funeral? Why can't they get somebody else to do? It's fine. They're worrying about the funeral. They can get somebody else to do the burial, and they won't become tummy. It's Eshel Kaim Shneim. Unless you'll say that somehow if they have to go looking for somebody else to do the burial, then it's going to take away from the alacrity with which he's buried or something, and in some way it's the game in the mitzvah, and it's also called the actual time today. Right, make a place to say that. Make a place to say that. If I can't, we see in Rashi, that Rashi doesn't learn, Rashi really doesn't say anything about Misha Meisim with the Lufanov, doesn't say anything about Tirdas and Machshava. The Mashmos in Rashi is, no, it's the Kfur itself. Rashi says it's a mitzvah kala Lufanov. It doesn't say they were already Isaac in the Tirdas of the mitzvah. Because the Tirdas of the mitzvah is actual time today. So Rashi learns like places. But the point over here is the mitzvah kala Lufanov. The only problem is the word is the Turi Evans Kasha, Shagasai's Kasha. Rashi holds it that Yisrael don't have the mitzvah to be Matana. Okay, but I'll go put him, the rest of it. Let's go find it. That's not a Kasha that I'm creating, that's the Kasha that the Turi Evans anyway is. But go put him in the Cheshbin, Tyson Naran, I think it works out very, very well. Okay, I guess we'll stop here.
A person has a mace that's Munafafana. Do you know that somebody